Welcome into Texans Telestrator. I'm your host, John Harris, alongside Coach Bill O'Brien. Coach, tough one on Sunday, but still plenty that we can learn from. Not always the most positive things, but there are a few good things that happened out on the field in the Meadowlands. We'll take a look at a few.
Great.
Let's take a look at the fake punt early on. Gutsy call. First drive. Fourth and one. Decide to fake it. Let's take a look at this, Coach. First of all, talk us through the thought process of going for it right here with the fake punt.
Well, I think every week we look at the film of the opposing team and the different special teams areas, and we try to think of ways that we can, quote-unquote, steal a play. And we felt like we saw something with New York here that we could throw the ball out to the flat and get a first down if it was fourth and less than five, and that's what we ended up doing.
And it helps that Shane Leckler here has got a pretty good arm as a former quarterback.
He does. He went to Texas A&M a long time ago as a quarterback, and he can throw the football.
And yet Alfred leaking out right here, wide open. It's great execution of the fake punt.
I think the big thing to watch here is if you watch Shane at the beginning, he actually fakes like he's getting ready to kick the ball right there, and he draws the rush to him, and then he's able to get Alfred leaking out there. And Alfred does a good job of checking protection real quick to draw the rush towards Shane and then head to the flat.
Makes a great catch, gets out of bounds. End zone view, you can really see Alfred make a nice fake here and then get out in the flat.
Goes in there exactly like he's getting ready to protect. You see Shane here, if you can rewind it real quick. He hunches over the ball like he's getting ready to punt it. That draws the rush, and then we're able to out-leverage the defense. And again, like you said at the beginning, we didn't play complimentary football, so we weren't able to build on that, and that's something that was disappointing about the game.
Absolutely. Now, when it comes to making defensive stops, 99 is pretty good. And on a key third down here, down inside the red zone, 99, who you can see lined up over Will Beatty right here.
I think you go to the end zone shot here, it really shows you his explosiveness, being able to get out of his stance and use a quick swim move, what we call a low swim move, to be able to get into the backfield. So he's in a one-gap defense right here, and he's able to read the fan block of the tackle and then come inside of it and get to the ball carrier very quickly. That's something that we let him do. We allow him to do these types of things because when he can go ahead and make plays on his own based on his football knowledge and what he sees, he's able to make plays like that. And again, like I've said, we've got to do a better job of offensively when they stop him like that, getting the ball back and moving the ball and scoring.
You've seen a lot of guys throughout the game. How many have you seen at his size and his quickness?
None. He has the rare combination of height, reach, length, and explosiveness. Great athletic ability, great player.
All right, moving on to Buffalo on Sunday. And one of the things you'll see with Buffalo, EJ Manuel, a dual threat quarterback, a guy that came into the league from Florida State that Doug Marrone has put a lot of faith in. And one of the things, Coach, when you have a dual threat quarterback is the zone read and the threats that you have, especially when you put a guy like CJ Spiller in the backfield.
It's a very difficult play to stop because you have excellent athletes across the board and a really good offensive line. And you have to play very disciplined football here. You have to have someone assigned to the dive, someone assigned to the quarterback, and then someone assigned to the pitch, which ends up being some type of bubble route out here. And when you don't play disciplined football, you know, the ball is going to be so-called out the gate, and that's not good. And when you have a running back like CJ, a very difficult guy to stop with the combination of speed and quickness that he has, and we've got to do a better job of stopping a run, and this is going to be one of the plays we got to try to stop.
The other running back is Fred Jackson, and he's still got some juice in the legs, and when he lines up, what a very good pass receiver he can be. He's lethal coming out of the backfield.
Yeah, this is a protection where they're free release in the back out here, and so, again, San Diego is blitzing off of it, and they don't really have anybody here on the back. The linebacker's coming to it late. And these are dangerous plays for a defense to see because, again, like you said, anytime Fred Jackson gets the ball out on the perimeter like this, it's going to be very difficult to stop. So, again, we've got to play really good disciplined defense, understanding who's releasing, who's in the protection, and hopefully we have a chance to stop that play.
Sunday, NRG, noon kickoff. You see these Bills taking on our Texans. For Coach O'Brien, I'm John Harris. We'll see you next week right here at Texans Telestrator.